This is Goddess Blog at goddessdienst.org. January 9th, 2021. Waiting Until Things Get Back to Normal by Jason Broughton. There is a sense among the clergy ranks that we need to wait to begin doing things until the pandemic is over. Until things get back to normal. On top of this is the fear that what we do during the current pandemic climate will be poorly received by the world because we're in a pandemic. Besides the fact that the world is going to be the world and will always find an excuse to hate what the church does, I think this type of thinking is leading us to be comfortable with the status quo. So here's the thing. If the pandemic is real, then we have every reason to be bold in our preaching of the gospel, setting forth biblical truths against this world's culture of death and defeat, and showing hospitality as our Lord sets forth in the Holy Scriptures. If the pandemic, however, is not real, if it is overblown and not as bad as the media and our governing authorities make it out to be, then we have no excuse for not being bold in our preaching of the gospel, setting forth biblical truths against this world's culture of death and defeat, and showing hospitality as our Lord sets forth in the Holy Scriptures. Either the pandemic is real or it is not. Therefore, we should be bold in our preaching of the gospel, in setting forth biblical truths against this world's culture of death and defeat, and showing hospitality as our Lord sets forth in the Holy Scriptures. Let me explain. If the pandemic is real, if it is as bad as the media and our governing authorities make it out to be, then there is no greater time that the world needs to hear the message of the gospel. There is no greater circumstance where we need to be bold in our proclamation of the truths of Scripture, of finding ways to combat the onslaught of this world's present darkness with the gospel of light. If it's what everyone is saying it is, there is no greater time and every reason to find ways to connect with people face to face by any means possible. If it's as bad as they say it is, we can't wait for it to be over. We have to let our life and conversation reflect the truth of the resurrection of Jesus. If, however, the pandemic isn't real, if it's not as bad as the media and the governing authorities say it is, if it is being overblown and hyped, then we have no excuse for not doing all of the above, for not letting our life and conversation reflect the resurrection of Jesus Christ. This same argument should be used from the perspective of our members. If the pandemic is real, there is no greater time to make use of the Lord's gifts in word and sacrament and gathering together with all the saints. If the pandemic is not real, there is no excuse for us not to do so. Either it's real or it's not. Therefore, we should make use of the Lord's gifts in word and sacrament and gathering together with all of the saints. The church lives in the world, but it doesn't get its directions and orders from the world. We get it from the Lord. We are in a battle, but we don't wage war according to the flesh, with the weapons of the flesh. Our weapons are, on the contrary, mighty. They are not of this flesh and of this world. They are mighty because they belong to the Lord, where we bring every thought and action into submission of Christ. We can't hide while the battle rages. We must engage in the battle for the right side because there really is no middle ground. We don't let our theology excuse us from action, but our theology is the reason we do act. We aren't lazy for the Lord and the things of God, but zealous. Let us resolve this year, then, to act and to work, because we have every reason to do it, and no excuse not to.